in my mind. My heart in my soul. In my life, I have been searching for something, but you are my
Songs. Yeah. You know, when you have those bumps in the road and you're feeling a little, find you something that inspires you, that lifts you up. All right. So, our lesson this morning. Is there anyone here that doesn't want to grow? To keep evolving? Of course not. We all hold a deep desire to know about ourselves and our potential, don't we? That's why we come in here. Classes, Sunday services. We come because we want to know our relationship to God. But are there mistaken beliefs from the past that are like bumps in the rug, an obstacle in our efforts to know the truth of our being? This lesson came out of humor. When I was at Unity Village for the convention, we were walking out of the Silent Unity Building. And in the middle of the rug there in the vestibule, there was a big bump. So, as we unitics are, the few of us that are in that environment at that same time started tossing around all kind of metaphors for this bump in the rug. That bump, it presented several choices. And the choices with that bump that we all encountered was, we could ignore it, we could stumble over it, we could step over it, or we could step on it with an intent to flatten it. Or, out of curiosity or desire to fix it, we can lift the rug and examine the cause and remove it. Each of us face obstacles in our lives, just like that bump in the rug. Some may seem insurmountable and others not so much. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, co-founders of Unity, taught, we come with the ability to overcome many of the experiences we encounter in life. You believe that? We come with the ability to overcome many of the experiences we encounter in life. Just think of the magnitude of that statement. Life, as we know it, is a journey. And it's a journey filled with what? Peaks and valleys. Triumphs and tribulations. And, metaphorically speaking, many bumps. Anybody experience any bumps today? We had one. You didn't have to identify yourself, but that's fine. We'll give you a big hug after service. Yes. You know, when we encounter the bumps in our lives, we have choices. And those choices are how are we going to respond? Are we going to let it bring us down, or are we going to jump in there and find the blessing that's in it? You know, I've been through some things, and at the end of that journey, I found, oh gosh, I've been blessed. I've been blessed because I've been lifted to a higher state of consciousness just having gone through that experience. You know, if when we pivot our vision around and look at our experiences as an opportunity, as a chance, to just move a little bit higher, to learn a little bit more, to even go a little bit deeper into what we were created to be. Oh my. Oh wow, what an opportunity, what a blessing. Every obstacle or bump presents us with a choice. With the chance to rise above, to transform, to grow. I like Charles, but we all like Charles Fillmore, don't we? We've been here studying the principles that he gave us. He wanted us to know every experience is an opportunity for spiritual growth. He believed that our thoughts and choices shape our reality. And when we encounter the twist and the turns of our human experience, we are what? We are invited to engage in a process of reflection and decision making. You know, we can choose to see the bumps as barriers that confine us, barriers that hold us back, barriers that make us feel less than, or as an opportunity to explore new possibilities. There is a lot of potential in the universe, and guess what? It's open and available to you. But, you know, every time I give a lesson, I have to stop and think. Sometimes the words just go in, and then, yeah, they may simmer a little bit. But are they practiced? Because Johnny Coleman, a Unity minister, a former Unity minister, she says, it works if you work it. The things that I say, I want you to know I have practiced them, and it works if you work it. Try it on for size. Anybody go in the, well, some of us may go in the store and just pick out an outfit and don't try it on and leave out the store. And then you get home. Yeah. Most of us, we try it on, don't we? Even in this day and age of mail orders, we try it on immediately and send it back if it doesn't fit. I don't want you to send these true principles back, but I want you to take time to try them on, practice them. Put them to the test. I call myself a doubting Thomas because my first experience in Unity, I said, oh, wait a minute. That sounds like a fairy tale, but you know what? I went home and practiced. I practiced all week, and I came back to church excited. Because it works if you work it, if you stick with it. Yes, challenges are going to come. Those bumps aren't going to move themselves. Something has to occur to take care of that bump in the road. Something has to occur to take care of that. So, when we often find ourselves at a crossroads, don't we? Feeling the weight of our decisions. whether it be trying to decide on a career path or choosing friendships or even determining how you spend your time, sometimes choices can be overwhelming, can't they? Even choosing what you believe can be overwhelming. But guess what? You have an inner guide. You have an inner guide. The good news is that you are not alone in your decision making. You know, Jesus Christ told us we're not forsaken, we're not left alone. That we have the Comforter within us to lead us and guide us through all our experiences. But guess what? We have to rest and trust that that is so. And call on that. No matter how rough the sea gets, no matter how difficult the challenge looks, stand in your truth and move through. Proverbs 3:5 reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways, and people don't like this word submit, but that's how it is in the scriptures. In all your ways submit to Him. Think of that as surrender to the Spirit within. Surrender to the guidance that is within you. Rest and trust that everything is in divine order. Don't listen to your naysayer neighbor and the television news. What are we hearing today? Everything is in divine order. As we put our energies together and release them into the universe, oh my, we could be like a major snowstorm in the middle of summer. Yes. Trust and believe. The first step when you encounter a bump in the road, which is a metaphor for those obstacles in life, the first step is recognition. It's essential to acknowledge that bump. Where there is an obstacle before you, whether it's a personal struggle, a relationship issue, or a financial hurdle, and man, some of us have had those hurdles, right? Understanding what you are up against allows us to begin the process of addressing it. And that understanding is it truth with a capital T? Or is it just a little truth, a worldly truth? So the first step I want to give you is that recognition of what it is you're up against. Don't ignore it or stumble over it or even step on it. But take a look at it and see what it is. Lift the ends of that rug and see what it is underneath there. And remember last week? Shift happens. The universe is not standing still. It's always moving. It's always happening. Change your perspective. Look at it from a different angle. Our thoughts hold power. Instead of viewing the obstacle as insurmountable, change your perspective to seeing it as an opportunity for growth. When is the last time you did that when a challenge jumped up and hit you in the face? turn it around and look at it as an opportunity for growth. Holy Spirit, what can I do in the midst of this challenge? We don't always need to know what it's all about. What we need to know is that we have the faith to move through it. We have the strength to move through it. You have all those powers to move through it. Not superpowers. You have God-given powers within you. I guess I need to go through a class or lessons on that one day. All of us may not be familiar with the 12 powers as presented to us by Charles Fillmore. You have the power within you to shift your consciousness when these experiences occur. Some things you can ask, how can I grow from this experience? Your pathway can be illuminated and you can create that shift that will lead you to that enlightened path, to that spirit within you. Be brave. Be brave through the Christ spirit that is within you. Lift up that rug and see what that bump is all about. And then the most important thing is take a moment to connect with your inner guidance. You don't know what's going to be under that rug. Jesus said, have no fear, for I am with you always. Boldly lift it and see what's there. And then, remember, shift happens. Turn your consciousness, standing in the recognition that there is no obstacle that I cannot move through, that Holy Spirit isn't lifting and moving right there with me. I've heard a lot of testimonies over the past couple weeks from a couple of people. Holy Spirit is leading and guiding in this very congregation. People are being uplifted. People are moving through. People are no longer taking what is said to them, just taking it and going off with it. They're practicing it and trying it on for size. That's how you gain the wisdom from within. Now, once you have connected, action is vital. Taking action is vital. People sometimes think, oh, I remember the old saying, wait on God. God speaks to you. The activity of God is in you. If you're passive, you're going to miss your opportunity to shine and to let your light shine. Action is vital in overcoming obstacles. Whether it's moving the cause of the bump by choosing to change your behavior pattern or stepping outside your comfort zone, commit to a course of action that resonates in you with your highest self. I like this affirmation that we're going to take with us into prayer. Because I can stand and talk all day, but if you don't take time to contemplate shifting your consciousness, lifting your consciousness, turning that bump in the rug into a positive lesson, then I'm just standing here blowing smoke. So I want you to take in this affirmation, and I want you to know it to be a truth for you. I am equipped to rise above all experiences. I have faith, strength, and the wisdom to navigate whatever comes my way. If you're overwhelmed or you think that something is going to be impossible, know for yourself, I am equipped to rise above this. I have the faith, strength, and the wisdom to navigate whatever comes my way. When you leave this chapel and the first bump you occur in the rug, say to yourself, I am equipped to rise above this. I have the faith, strength, wisdom to navigate whatever comes my way, and take time to listen to Spirit. So we're going to begin our listening process by first affirming the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. And don't just say this, let the words resonate in you as you say these words. This is your guidance, your helpmate, your peace, your contentment, your truth. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I invite you to relax. Let the peace that passeth all understanding settle within you as you make this inward journey. I'm going to speak these words in the first person because I want you to take them in personally. I want you to let them resonate deep within you. Holy Spirit, I trust in the divine unfolding in my life. As I enter into this time of peace and tranquility, as I take time apart a while, breathing in and breathing out, I know that I am a part of you, dear God. And right here, right now, I am open and receptive to the activity of your Spirit moving within me. I truly believe Christ in me is my hope of glory. And that glory is the joy in knowing that I no longer make this journey alone. Dear God, your divine presence is alive in me, guiding and uplifting me. Your presence and your power is moving in and throughout me. And in this moment, I realize I am. I am because your presence and your power surrounds and enfolds me. So I take a moment. I take a moment to feel your presence stirring deep within me and throughout my very being. Breathing in and breathing out. I know I rest. And I trust in the quiet. And in this very moment, I know I have received fully and freely all that I need . And as I set the intent I know I have set in motion that which will lead and guide me to achieve my highest good. And I bring all the gifts I have received to the universe. Unconditional love, peace. And for this, dear God, I express my gratitude. And I give you thanks in the name of the living, loving Christ moving in and throughout me and all creation. Right here, right now. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. And while this energy is moving and stirring in the room, let's affirm the affirmations that are listed in your bulletins on the insert. And I want you to first just surround and fill yourself with this thought. I am divine energy, and I am unstoppable. Let's affirm that together. I am divine energy, and I am unstoppable. And I want you to think of someone. You can visualize them, bring them up in mind, set them in front of you. Someone who may be in need of knowing this affirmation this morning. Someone you know you can send this energy to, and it will be received openly. Someone you want to just surround in the energy of spirit. And let's affirm this for whoever you have brought to mind, using you together. You are divine energy. You are unstoppable. And know that energy is flowing out, reaching and touching its destination. And as a sense of community, to get the vibrations to raise the roof of this chapel to flow out and reach and touch out into the universe, let's affirm this using we. We are divine energy, and we are unstoppable. And know that, hold that, feel that energy. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. place too, isn't it?
Yes.
Now is the time that we can give up our tithes and our offerings, and we want to take them in our hands and create that energy and know all the places, that sources that they have come, that we gladly receive, and then we gladly share it with the universe. So let's take it in our hands and let's bless it by saying our prosperity affirmation together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Amen. Just a couple announcements, not many today. The Midsummer Book Class, Develop a Prosperity Attitude, will be Tuesday evening here. If you haven't been, call me or send me an email before you come, because we had to move it to Zoom just for that one class last week because of the weather. So don't get caught coming out here and you don't have to. Town Hall, please remember the Town Hall meeting Sunday, July, that's next week. Yeah, and we want you to come out and share ideas, and the board will share some ideas that they have with you. Prayer chaplain volunteer opportunity, if you're interested in being a prayer chaplain, let Sarah or I know, because we're beginning the recruiting stage. And I'm going to have an informational meeting. I'll give you a date later. All right, let's go. Let's bless our gifts. Huh?
Stay in the collective.
Yeah,
collective.
Oh, okay, we'll collect. Oh no, we missed that? Okay. I didn't say go, but whenever I start talking announcements, you can go. Go for it. All right, so let's bless it. Together in a consciousness of divine love, we receive as we give abundantly, magnifying these gifts and pouring them out in service. We celebrate prosperity, and so it is. Amen.